easy show.
Just a little bit.
Real easy show.
He's still bringing me down.
The real easy show. Real easy show.
All right. Sammy Whammy. It's the Budster.
I'm back.
He's back. He's better than ever. He needs a haircut. We all do.
Oh, yeah. Bad. Bad.
He's in straight from Texas. I don't know. You've been here maybe a week, maybe less
than
a week.
Yeah, just about less than a week.
He's chilling in the BAM zone.
I
don't think anybody calls it that, but Alabama is where he is, and that's where I am. And, yeah, we're chilling. Mill is here, but she won't be on mic at all. She's just doing some crap.
With her organic cheese fruit punch.
So... this is from, I don't know if you call it quarantine anymore, because I'm not in quarantine. Sam's definitely not in quarantine.
No.
But we're in the house. And Evan's not here. Evan has made his trek up to Washington State to go be a sawyer. I wish I knew the name of his troop. I was telling Sam earlier, don't remember the name, but I'm pretty sure it's called a troop. Don't know. Point is, he's going to be fighting wildfire. Yeah, squadron. Fighting wildfires up there in Washington. So we wish him luck, as always. Feels like he's not here more than he is here at this point.
Yeah.
But that's fine. He's still a part of the program.
Yeah.
He was here for its origin.
I think he'll definitely enjoy it. That's his
spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a right amount of nature.
Yeah. He'll
right amount
there.
Of like-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind
of
hippie-ish.
A little bit. Yeah. I think he's more of a West Coast guy for sure. I mean, he adopted a lot of that culture when he was over there. The few times he's been, not the few times he's been over there, a couple of times, but
yeah, but he's always just been so laid back. You know,
right,
just been
yeah,
chill.
Yeah, he kind of embodies that.
Yeah,
definitely more than you and I do. Definitely more than you do.
Yeah, no laid back here. It's always 100 miles per hour.
These are intense, and we're kicking off the night. I mean, I'll probably crack one open in a minute. Sam's got him a Bud Light. Now, he doesn't have a lemon.
I don't have a lemon. See, I was going to bring a lemon because I talked about it on here, but there was no lemons at the gas station, and I was already running late like always. So
right, yeah. I hear you.
You know, I didn't want to hold y'all too long.
We were supposed to get people on. What's her name? Was it Mel or was it the other one? God, this looks bad. The one that DM'd the account. Did I tell you about that? Maybe I just told Evan.
No, what happened?
One of the Clemens.
Oh, yeah?
Was it Sam? I don't remember. God damn.
I don't know. You didn't tell me about it.
Well, now I feel bad because one of y'all DM'd the Instagram and I was like, yes, we should have you on. Shit. I'm sorry. But we're going to get her on eventually.
Good deal.
She wanted to be on with you. She wanted to be on because she had some things to say about your stories and things like that. She was very entertained by your stories.
Oh, well.
She wasn't trying to like defend her. It's not like you.
No.
You know,
hey. I mean, you know.
But I'm with it.
Yeah.
God damn. One of those Clemens.
Next time I'm home, I
shout
guess
out.
Again, we're going to have to.
Yeah, next time, hopefully it'll be the regular world when you're back.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, that needs to happen. I mean, hell, if you would have told me how to wear a mask here, I probably would have just been
checked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Now that I've been back at the office, it's been kind of, I've realized how little people are really caring about it. But at the same time, I'm not going to wear a mask to work. I don't know. It's just like I've been there 2 weeks now. Like I would know.
That shit ain't real, bro.
My mom passed her test, so.
That shit ain't real.
I promise. We're getting into it like that.
I mean, look, when I got back, so I went to New Jersey and New York for Christmas. And when I got back, I was like sick or whatever. And I felt like I had the flu.
Mm.
So eventually I went to the doctor and the people were like, you have every symptom as a flu, but you took a flu test and it was negative. And I was like, well, fuck me. I don't know. I guess I'll just... figure it out. They gave me a steroid shot in the ass. I went home. I drank a bunch of water, and it was gone.
Felt better eventually.
Yeah, I mean, it took like 2 weeks, but
yeah, I've heard there's been similar cases around town here that would like that. People, so somebody at Amelia's work went to Disney World, came back with it, was sick, got a couple people sick, but then they were like, we can't really tell what it is. And they got better. None of them died.
No, dude. And it's like anybody that does die is like has some kind of existing factor.
Yeah, the pre-existing conditions and all that.
But I mean, it's like the other day they were talking about, well, if college football comes back and a player gets COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it, then what's going to happen? I was like, well, shit. As soon as one of them gets turf toe, they're going to diagnose it as freaking COVID anyway.
I know, yeah.
What's the point?
There's going to be all sorts of suspicion and whatnot. College football, I mean, it's all so touchy anyway, and nobody wants to make the wrong decision, and
screw
you know somebody's
decisions.
Going
Listen,
to.
Listen, if there's not a college football season this year, I'm going to have a personal vendetta against a lot of people.
I don't think you're alone in that. I feel like a lot of people at least want something.
So, I'm already missing baseball season. That's just screwing me over.
See, that you're unique in that, to me at least. I haven't heard.
Yeah, not a lot of people like to watch baseball.
Like college baseball. Man. Well, okay, yeah, MLB. I mean, I could see that.
There's I would be a college baseball fan, but Alabama sucks every year.
Yeah. There's not a lot of good SEC, right? Auburn's okay.
Auburn's okay. Mississippi State, I think, guess. Is okay. Mississippi Ole Miss State's okay. Usually been good. Ole Miss. LSU's got a pretty good team usually.
Yeah.
South Carolina. But other than that.
Yeah. You know. It's just, I mean, when Alabama's not a part of it, it doesn't feel as real.
Yeah.
I mean, just being, maybe it's just being in the state of Alabama, especially closer to Tuscaloosa than we are.
That in the Auburn. SEC baseball championship tournament.
That's true. They're literally down the road from my house. Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, it feels like it's just something, you know, not
well, every time
not
I
much.
Go, it's like, you know, every team's there except for Bama because they're not good enough and they're at the NAIA garbage tournament. And don't even get me started about Alabama basketball because that's a whole nother thing and we're terrible. And if anybody has anything
you,
against that.
Did they fire what's his name yet?
Shit. I don't
know. Avery, whatever.
Avery.
Johnson.
Yeah. We run through coaches like shit through a tank can. I mean, seriously, like Anthony Grant, garbage. I mean,
well, it was like that with football before. I mean, you think about you ran into Nick Saban and got, I don't know if you want to call it lucky because he was there and wanted to make the program better.
Yeah, but I mean, look at what we had before that. Mm-hmm. Mike Shula. And like, here's another deal that I have an issue with, okay? And this is going to be a shot at all the people that come to Alabama, all right, from New York and New Jersey and all these people.
I'm ready.
All right. So they come here, and then we lose to LSU this year. Yep. All right, well, first of all, by the beginning of the year, we had so many injuries.
Yeah,
we
weren't. True.
It wasn't going to be – we were not going to win the national championship last year. We were not the team that was going to win a national championship.
No, you could have played for it, I feel like.
Yeah, but I mean
– nobody saw LSU doing what they did, so it's kind of hard
well,
to
– I kind of called it at the beginning of the year, and you can ask Nick Smith about it because I told.
Oh, when
I told
they played Texas,
they
I thought
us.
It was going to be closer. I mean, that game was closer than it should have been. I feel like because obviously a huge Texas fan, so I was like, Texas is not great.
Yeah,
you know, LSU. Well, that was a close game. I was like, meh, maybe.
But
not.
The thing is, they came to play when it was against a
no.
A
true,
good team.
They always like, played so, better than the other team.
Well, that's usually how you win.
That's true. Listen,
but anyway, so they're great, and all these. I hear all this shit about how like Alabama's done and all this and that.
I hate that.
And Saban is the Saban era over.
No,
dude,
no.
Okay, you people, I want you to go home and research Mike Shula, all right? Yeah. Or how about Nick Saban's first year when we lost to like, I don't know who was it? It was like Georgia Southern we lost to in our like homecoming game.
Yeah.
Fuck off. We had a winning season. It was a good rebuilding year.
Right.
We have a bunch of freshmen, so that's a great year for them. Yeah. They got a lot of playing time, so leave me alone. I'm tired of it. If you come down here from New York, New Jersey, or some other place, and you don't know shit about football, don't come here and just talk about it.
Yeah, I mean...
Unless you like do some research.
That's what's tough. Like, you know, the AD, everybody...
And I was dating one of them. Not a shot at her, you know. You know, I mean, we're friends and everything, and she's a great girl, but... I mean, good.
But she came for the football? Or?
Yeah, and then I was like, have you even been to the Paul Bear Bryant Museum? She was like, who's that?
Well, oh, my
like,
God, she didn't say that, dude.
Oh, yeah. She was like, why would I go there?
That's
like,
unbelievable.
It's history.
I mean, that to me, Bear Bryant is bigger than Alabama. It's not like...
Yeah, absolutely.
He was great. Yeah. He was a legend. So it's not like... It's like saying you don't know who Joe Pa was at Penn State. So exactly. Are you kidding me? How do you not know Bear Bryant? Bear Bryant arguably better than him.
Whatever.
I don't know, man.
Anyway...
I'm with you, though, about the transplants. Because, like, everybody, you know, at the top, maybe, you know, Nick Saban's not thinking about that at all, but, you know, the AD, everybody involved with the athletics program wants those kids to come down to Alabama to pay the out-of-state tuition and all that.
Yeah, that's the thing, is they all want to come to, I mean,
so they're trying to do as much as they can to get more of those kids.
I went out one time, I was at the Bear Trap, and I was in Tuscaloosa, I met a bunch of people, like, some people from Massachusetts and Jersey, New York, all along the East Coast.
It's always the fucking, anyway.
Anyway, so then I met like three dudes from Canada, and I didn't meet a single person that night. Not one single person from Alabama.
That's crazy.
I was the only one there from Alabama. I was pissed.
That's so alien, dude. Like, you can't go anywhere, and it, like, it
no,
feels
they
like...
they bring their northern ways down here.
I know.
Good
act
grief.
Like they're so much cooler than us. Like, you're down here now.
Why did you come here? Like,
yeah, exactly.
And then they'll come down here, and they'll bitch about it.
Yeah.
Like, nobody asked you to come here. Yeah. You came.
Bitch about the trucks and shit. It's like, what are you doing? Get out of here if you're going to be mad about that. Shit.
Anyway.
I'm with you, though, man. I'm with you. How did we get started talking about sports?
I don't know. Probably the Rona.
Oh, right. Maybe we'll see something. I mean, maybe, you know, a shortened season or something like that.
Nah.
I know the smaller colleges aren't going to be...
Jeremiah Moon told me...
Oh, shit.
That,
insider.
Which, yeah. I mean, yeah, whatever.
It'll be all right.
Anyway, he told me as of right now, season's on, but no fans.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense to
Dude,
me.
Dude, I don't even care. I don't care if there's
It's not like you're
fan.
Going to the game anyway. I mean, a lot of the games, so.
One of the first games in Dallas, so I would have gone to that one.
Oh, shit. That would have been you for real. Yeah, damn.
But I don't know.
The point
you
is,
never
it's
know.
A
Let's
game's
see.
A game. You know, you're not. It's not necessarily. I'm sure the players would think that's weird.
Well, yeah, but I mean, can college like NFL and MLB players can bitch about it because you know that's their job, and
right.
And they have a decision or whatever, and they're making money. But like for these college players, and especially the seniors and like the juniors, this is what's going to be their career.
Yeah,
like,
they'd rather play than not.
They have to have. Film and
that's
football,
a very
and they
point.
Have to have
yeah. Because some
shit
kids haven't played
show.
The first 3 years or first 4 years at a school, and then
that
last year they have
like,
to do something.
They were a junior and they got hurt, and they came back for their senior year.
Yeah,
and NFL teams are looking to see.
Yeah, there's
you know,
a, he's a prospect, but he hasn't quite gotten over the hump yet.
If like they have a bad injury,
right?
And the NFL team's going to want to see how you bounce back from that, and if you're actually healthy.
Yeah,
and if you don't have a season, well, then they're pretty much screwed.
Yeah.
Because they have nothing to show. I mean, they can go to the combine and whatnot. But, I mean...
That only means so much. That, I mean, they know
that
that's one
that isn't
day
on
or 2 days
field.
Or whatever.
That's not full contact on the field. But anyway.
They ain't helping nobody. No, I'm with you. I mean, you got to have something. And I feel like if there's no season, colleges still find a way to play each other.
Oh, it's going to happen.
I mean, there's going to be pickup games. There's going to be something crazy happening.
It'll be some cornfield, you know. Like,
yeah, no doubt about that.
Blue Mountain State cornfield show. I mean, dope.
I'm looking forward to the outlaw sports because there's so many things.
It's
like
the prohibition of sports.
It literally is. That's what it feels like.
It's already like the prohibition. I see people going to like underground nail salons.
it's the prohibition of everything.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is weird. It's getting to the point where people are really questioning, like, does the government have the power to just shut down everything?
Like, well, no. Like, if I'm out and they give me a fine for not being 6 feet, I'm like, bro, that's against my rights.
So. Yeah. That feels weird.
That shit ain't gonna hold up in court.
And because you said if you do that and somehow get away with it, you're setting a dangerous precedent. I mean, and so, and let me frame it from my point of view. Like, I totally get why you would not want to endanger people if possible, or people that are you know have immunocompromised, whatever the term is, diseases or whatever, where their immune system is bad. Those people should stay home. Those people
like,
should have masks on or whatever. But say, like, and so I'm all for like getting people out there to be able to do what they want. You know, and try to enforce things that help, but at the same time, you can't make somebody.
Yeah,
do
but I mean,
like
everyone should just be normal people and respect the fact that, like, you know, okay, well, if that guy he has a mask on, whatever, don't go over there and cough on him.
Okay,
you know,
exactly.
Just like, just be, you know, courteous. And,
right,
okay, that guy believes in it. Well, I don't believe in the shit, so I don't care. Like, I'm gonna go and touch shit, and I'll use Germex every now and then, but. You know, as long as you're a normal person, it's like you go to the bathroom, wash your hands.
Yeah, just be considerate of other people.
Before you eat, wash your hands. Yeah. That should be instilled in you when you're a child.
Right, yeah.
You know?
It shouldn't be any different.
You shouldn't eat your boogers, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, that was frowned upon as a kid, still frowned upon.
Yeah, come on, Sam, stop doing that.
Well, sometimes they're a little salty, and,
I'm with you. Just have common courtesy, and it really shouldn't be a problem. Now, I know that's a big ask these days for that.
Absolutely, because everybody's a rude asshole, and including myself.
No, we're not taking ourselves out of the equation here. We're not above it all.
No,
but.
I'm definitely not a saint. I mean, good grief.
Yeah. I don't know. We kind of said all we need to say, I feel like, about it.
Yeah, let's just move on.
We'll move on.
Yeah. Nobody wants to really hear about the virus. Anymore.
So, it's all over the place. I think that's a good enough. 10 minutes about it is probably good enough.
Yeah.
So, Sam, I mentioned at the beginning that you are in from Texas. So, you're over there working, you said, south of Houston, I think?
Yeah. So, I'm about, southwest of Houston. I had to do the I'm stupid. But anyway, so I'm about an hour and a half southwest of Houston, towards the coast, like Matagorda Bay. And well, like that.
How long have you been there?
I've been there since like October.
Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So you had a good amount of time to just like live normally while you were there. Like, obviously the corona shit didn't start till like early March.
Yeah. So I got it. Well, the coronavirus didn't really affect Texas. That, and I'm in El Campo, Texas with like a population of like 15 people. So
it doesn't matter.
No one gives a shit. And we're always, I'm either on the pipeline, which is all a bunch of blue collar people that, I mean, if they bathe, I don't know. And then if I'm not doing that, then my second job is I'm farming. So I'm just helping out one of my buddies who owns a farm, and I'll just go help him every now and then. And That and taking care of pigs. Yeah. Man, we've been slaying some pigs. And things are crazy down there.
That's nuts, dude, that you have to control population from a helicopter.
Oh, literally, like, it's nuts.
No, and I totally understand. Like, I've seen so much research about it. Everybody always has an issue with it at first.
Oh, it's everybody's like, what the hell?
What are you doing in a helicopter? Why are you doing it like that?
Why are you killing all these animals? Well, yeah. First of all, they're an invasive species. It's like fucking kudzu. And there's millions of them reproduce like nobody's business. Yeah. They have like, in 6 months, they'll drop like, three different litters.
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
And it's like, how many you think, 20 or something? Maybe 15?
They have like 15 to 20 piglets each time, yeah. Right? And then they just grow up, and then like 6 months later, they're breeding, and it's just a nightmare.
They're dangerous. Yeah, I'm sure. They're kind of big, like, and they run around.
Well, they got these big-ass tusks that will cut you. We'll run dogs for them, too. Mm. So like the dogs go out, and then they'll catch them and bay them, and then you go up and shank that bitch.
Are they good eats? Like, do you eat them at all?
We don't eat them, but it's still good though. Cause like the real big ones, nobody wants them. But we kill a lot of like 80-pound ones.
Oh shit!
And we'll take them to like the shelters and stuff, and like the people that are less fortunate, especially during this coronavirus thing. It's been real good. So because there's a lot of people out there that aren't in work anymore. Right. So
that's good, yeah. Yes, I mean, they gotta be killed anyway. So
you might as well use we gotta take them because they terrorize all the crops and they just destroy all of it and
destroy the habitats of other animals too. Like,
yeah, they're just the worst. Oh, and then we have these big round pens traps that we'll catch them in, and like if a deer's in there with them, they'll kill the deer.
Oh my god,
it's nuts.
Do they just ram it until it's dead or
they got these giant teeth on them like tusks and they just shred them.
That's crazy, man.
It's nuts.
But anyways, scary, dude. I've never encountered a wild hog. I couldn't imagine.
Dude, they run if like we've been out there and they'll like the big ones, they'll charge you. And you have to like jump in a tree or like no bullshit. You have to jump up in a tree and whatnot.
Gotta be an athlete out there, dude.
Yeah.
It makes sense why you do it from a helicopter. Not only can you have better visibility, but you're not really as endangered.
Yeah.
It sounds cool though, just from like a standpoint of like base level, like you're in a helicopter shooting something. That sounds fucking cool.
Oh, it's dope. it's a good time. But anyway, so yeah, I've been out there and working and whatnot, and it's been good. I like Texas.
Seems like your kind of place.
Yeah. Well, it's a small town. There's not a lot of people, at least where I'm at. And
yeah, because you can definitely go big cities in Texas if you need to.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I mean, you got Austin, San Antonio, Dallas,
Houston,
Fort Worth, Houston.
Yeah. I mean, that's it, but I mean, that's the biggest ones for sure. That's still crazy that there's that many, and they're all way bigger than Birmingham.
And they're all huge, and they're all huge. So you got the city life if you want it, and it's never that far away, but you also, I mean, Texas is huge.
It's a country.
But everything's the fucking same.
Yeah.
It's just fields. It's all flat. Everything's flat. And when it rains, there's no hills or anything.
Yeah, so it just
holds water.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I could imagine that. I mean, because I remember, so I had two roommates in college that were both from Texas. One of them had been to Birmingham before, but I took the other one up here. And as we were coming from Auburn, which Auburn is kind of a hilly place anyway, but as we were coming up, he's like, damn, there's so many hills here. I'm like, what? Like, it doesn't feel that hilly. Like, yeah, like you don't register that, but he's like, you can't even see the horizon.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't. It's weird because I've driven through Texas. I mean, I've been to Texas a couple times, driven through other flat states, but I never really gave too much attention to like the fact that it's just like so flat. Yeah, you can just see for 20 miles or whatever. Yeah. It's like out of control. But that is weird. I feel like that'd be the hardest thing to adjust to. Is like the weather patterns, because like you're saying, like the rain just blows through. I mean,
yeah, but I don't know. Weather's pretty much the same. It's hot and humid.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, especially where you are, it's a little more humid probably than the rest of Texas.
Yeah, towards the coast. Yeah, because you get up like way east Texas or west Texas.
You got it.
West Texas, a little
desertish.
Yeah, it's all desert and
I can't do the desert
dunes
man.
And shit. Yeah, I can't. No.
I mean, it's cool looking for a minute, especially if you're close to like mountains.
Yeah.
Being able to see mountains off in the distance is cool, but I don't know.
But yeah, Texas has been good trying to stay alive. You know, had an incident with that. And then the other day we were frog gigging and I'm just walking, you know, through the swamp at nighttime like any normal people. You know, and this water moccasin starts swimming at me. I'm like, well, fuck. And I have a frog in my left hand. And like, you know, I'm not scared of snakes or anything like that. I mean, I don't.
You're actually
going to
be
like, I like to mess with them. I'm not going to say that. Because it's either like they kill you or you kill them. So, anyway, I snatched the snake out of water, So now I got a frog in my hand and a snake in my hand, and I caught him, like I grabbed him behind his neck or behind his head, and it was a little too far back, and it almost reached back around and got me, but it didn't.
That's good. So. That would have been something.
Oh yeah, we were nowhere close to a hospital. How the fuck
would that have? Yeah, that wouldn't have been good for you, Sam.
No, but, and then there's gators everywhere and shit. Like we went.
I've never been close to an alligator, but I feel like I'm not that scared of them.
I hadn't either.
Yeah.
Until I got to Texas, and I'm not even thinking about it. You know,
well, yeah, because you don't.
I've never really experienced them.
Yeah.
So we went out through jug lines.
Uh-huh.
And, which is what you catch catfish on for you uncultured
Thank
people.
Thank you. Yeah. Helpful.
So I'm pulling up the jug, and this dude, this like 12 footer rolls up. Just comes up out of the water. I guess because it could feel the vibrations.
Oh, probably, yeah.
I was like, I was, at first, I was like, what is? Oh, shit. That's like
12 foot alligator.
Wow. Maybe I should not put my hands in this.
Yeah, probably not.
So, yeah, damn, so that man. Happened, and, you know, I shot myself, and
yeah.
casual. That was an experience.
It sounds like a trip. So, let's reiterate. Sam shot himself. Now, I would say it's more like Plaxico Burress shooting yourself.
Yeah, than, it wasn't. Accidental.
Yeah, and it wasn't like you were in the act of shooting. This was a...
No, yeah. So, I'll paint the picture. All right, so for like 3 weeks, we've been shooting, I mean, anything you can think of. Skunks, snakes, frogs, pigs, anything you like, we're just shooting the shit out of my Glock because it's always in the truck,
yeah.
So it's always with us, and we're always running around. So if we see something, boom, and because we're terrible people, I guess. I don't know, but anyway,
make your own judgments,
yeah. judge me if you want, I don't care. But so I had my AR that day, and my buddy didn't have a gun, so I gave him my pistol. And you have to carry a gun because if the hogs start chasing you,
you gotta do something.
They'll charge you,
yeah.
And if there ain't no trees around, if it's a big enough hog, it's gonna kill you.
That's crazy. Just chomp you right up.
Yeah. So and they're super territorial and they're mean. So they they look for content or
conflict,
whatever
yeah.
conflict. Yeah. So anyway, so he and I never keep a round chambered in my gun ever unless I'm going to shoot.
Right. Then
I'll take the time to rack a shell.
Is that just for safety purposes or just a habit?
It's just that. I mean, to me. You're never going to be in a situation where
you need to just shoot
hunting,
right?
You know, you're never going to need be in a situation where you can't. I mean, it takes a second,
right.
To just rack around.
I'm with
Boom,
you.
Yeah. You're done. And instead, and like with the Glock, there's no safety.
Okay,
so it's safer for me.
Yeah,
and what I think.
Yeah,
and there's no need for
yeah.
it. You know.
Yeah.
So then you're not really supposed to keep your gun loaded unless you need it.
That's okay. That's always what I figure. I don't know these things, but well, that sounds right. Yeah.
So anyway, so we got done hog hunting and everything, and I was sitting in the truck, and there's two of my buddies they're in the front seats, and I was in the back seat. Doors closed, windows up, and everything. So mind you, this shit's loud.
Oh shit! Yeah, all contained in there.
So I take the magazine out, and I rack it back 3 times. I do it every time before, even if it's loaded, even if it has bullets in it, every time. Just because, you know, and nothing ejected. Well, I never keep around chambered, so I figured I'm good, right?
Yeah.
So for the Glock, you have to pull the slide back a little bit, hold down 2 tabs, and pull the trigger. Well, I pulled the fucking trigger.
Before you?
Boom. No, I mean.
Oh, you did the whole steps.
I did the steps, but.
It just
did,
you know, there happened
but
to
there
be
was a round.
Round.
In it.
Yeah, okay.
Pull the trigger and not expecting it at all.
Well, yeah.
Boom.
I mean that.
I mean, drop the gun.
Fuck.
But I knew it hit my hand.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it went in my leg. So I jump out of the truck. I'm like, fuck, boys. I just shot myself. I'm looking at my hand. I'm like, well, it didn't go all through.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I just grazed it. I'm good. You know? My buddy Kyle in the front seat is like, oh, dude, it went to your leg.
God
and I look down. I'm like, my other pair of pants, I have a hole pretty much in similar spots. So I'm like, nah, dude. I'm like, I have that hole's been there and the blood's from my hand. Well, then I noticed that I have an exit hole coming on the other side of my jeans. I was like, well, fuck, that one wasn't there. And then it starts to sting and burn a little bit.
Yeah.
So I jump in the truck and they're freaking out and they're like, what do we do? I'm like, just drive. I was like, just go. Yeah. I was like, well, I reckon we better go to the hospital. Yeah.
probably a good idea. Yeah. The guy that gets shot has a
say. Yeah. And
I'm with you.
And they're freaking out and they're like, I'm trying to assess the situation. And they're like, what's your address and what's your phone? I'm like, I'm coherent, you idiots. I don't have
shot in the head.
Yeah. And I can barely hear him anyway because it was so loud.
Yeah,
because,
I can't imagine
I'm,
how loud that was.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, I get back in the truck. I'm like, all right, cool. All right, so didn't hit my bone because I jumped out of the truck and I was standing on it.
Yeah.
Right, so then I was like, okay, well, I didn't hit an artery because if I hit an artery, I'd be dead by now.
You'd be definitely passing out if not dead, yeah.
Yeah, I would have been dead. And I was like, it ain't bleeding too much, so I can put pressure, but I don't need a tourniquet or anything like that. Yeah. So I'm cool. I'm in the back. I mean, it's hurting. It's hurting bad.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's starting to come.
It's hot. It's I completely blew up my quad. Like my whole quad, I blew up because there's that much energy in it. That close?
Yeah. I mean, it barely hit anything and then it went straight into your leg.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it nicked my hand. And
yeah.
So they call the hospital and they tell them we're on the way. And then, so I get out of the truck and I'm get into the hospital. And they're like, well, which one of you shot yourself? I'm like, oh, me? What do you mean? I'm like, well, what do you do? Sit down. I was like, all right. So they're like, take your clothes off, whatever. And I'm like, okay, no problem doing that. So I take my pants off, take my shirt off. They give me my stupid gown. Mm. I get on the bed and... here come, and then I'm like, yo, y'all gonna give me anything for this shit? Like, and they're like, oh, my bad. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, no big deal or anything. I just put a 40 round through my leg.
Yeah.
And so they give me this hydromorphine, and let me tell you,
yeah, that hit.
That shit was a brick house. So I'm in the and at this point in time, here comes the cops, because the cops have to do a police report on every gunshot wound, right? Yeah. So I'm sitting there, and then the cops come in. They had just given me the shit, and it hit me hard. So they walk in, I'm like, whoa. And they're like, so what happened? I was like, you better just take a seat. I got a story for you. So they film it, because I guess they're laughing pretty good. And that was just, I was pretty high.
Yeah,
too,
you
so
got smacked with that.
It might have been, and I was probably slurring my words and shit, man. Well, they walk in, I'm sitting there on Tinder.
Oh, my God.
I'm in my hospital bed, and I look up. I was like, what's up? And they're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm on Tinder. What are you doing? And they're like, oh, we have to ask you a few questions. And I was like, well, pull up a seat.
Yeah.
You know, so then they start filming me. Anyway, so the next day, the chief of police of, like, El Campo calls me, and he's like, hey, everybody in the office has seen your video. Just letting you know, like, we're thinking about you. Hope you're all right. And this is my personal cell phone number. So if you need anything, let me know. I'm like, at least I got something out of the deal.
Yeah, that's pretty tight. Yeah.
You know?
That's so funny.
But, dude, though, when I was in the hospital, first of all, I was like right at the beginning of the COVID shit. So yeah. I was like, great. I'm going to have to be in here for weeks.
Damn.
But I didn't. I got out of there like the week or a few days before it all really went
down.
That's
good. Yeah,
so that
you could have
cool.
gotten really screwed.
Yeah, I would have had to been there. I'd have quarantined in the 14 hospital.
14 days, bro.
Well, that shit food. God. I mean, I would have made him just feed me morphine the whole time.
I need more. Yeah.
But no, dude. So I was sitting in the hospital that night. The lady across from me died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then the lady on the room to my left, like the adjacent room for me or whatever, is going insane, screaming, saying the devil's in here.
Oh,
and
my
God.
Did you figure out what was going on?
Yeah, supposedly she was just like methed out or something.
Oh,
but
good.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. But she's like screaming and yelling. She's like, Jesus, help me, this and that. And the devil's in here and he's going to kill me. And
dude, that's terrifying.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, bro, damn it. I would really like to go to sleep.
Yeah. At least be given the opportunity.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, I was supposed to be on crutches for 2 weeks. I didn't even bring him out of the hospital. I was supposed to be off work for 2 weeks. I was back to work at 3. So it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, you're young. I mean,
definitely don't recommend it. Take it from me. It doesn't feel good, but.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, you laying down all day, you're like, oh, I'm fine. And then you get up.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They asked me if I wanted those, like, piss buckets. while I was laying in the hospital, I was like, I'm not Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, you can get up and pee.
Dude. I was like, I'm Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Dan, I was crying. No, fuck that. I was like, I can get up and, you know, walk to the bathroom and pee. Yeah. Well, after like the fourth time of me walking to the bathroom,
I was like, give me the fucking.
I was like, all right, maybe I am Lieutenant Dan. Give me that damn piss bucket.
And it's better than a catheter, dude.
Oh, no, no. We ain't doing that.
No.
Well, I tried to leave the hospital.
Like when? Like the day of? Or
yeah, like,
that's as soon as it happened. So I'm thinking like they just patch you up and they're like, all right, rest or whatever.
Well, they didn't stitch me up or nothing.
They didn't do anything?
No.
I mean, I'm sure they gave you like a bandage, right?
Well, they had to clean it up a little bit because
the exit was a little rough.
Well, the holes were around them were burnt. Like, my skin was burnt.
That's such a weird thing. You don't think about it because, you know, nobody you know ever gets shot. But
yeah,
it's hot as fuck because it's going like hundreds of miles an hour. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
So they had to clean all that up and like give me some burn cream. It was like second or something degree burns or whatever. Damn. And then
in the like inside of your body.
Yeah, all the way through.
On the outside too, probably.
Yeah, on the outside and yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, so so they had to clean that up and whatnot. And I was like, well, can I leave now? And they're like, well, there's this stuff called like compartment something disease, and if your leg swells up real bad at nighttime, you're gonna lose that bitch. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just stay.
Yeah, play it safe. But that's weird, man. How big was the exit wound?
They were pretty good size holes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, luckily it was just an FMJ. If I would have had a hollow point,
oh shit, it would cut you all up and whatnot.
Oh, dude, they would have had to do skin grafts and all kinds. I mean, it. Well. So then we take the door panel apart and we take the bullet out of the door.
It's crazy that it stopped in the door.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was weird too because when I shot my leg, the angle of the bullet was down. And when it went out of my leg, it went up into the door.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like so fucking JFK shit over there, dude. Yeah, the bullet went in all different directions.
It was wild.
That's weird.
But anyway, so when we found the bullet, it had like chunks of meat and shit all over it.
Fuck,
dude. We had to pull it off. It was bad. It was gross.
That's really nasty.
It was reek. But yeah.
How much blood was in the car?
Oh, dude, that was cool too. on the door of the truck, because it was shut, obviously, it was just like a murder scene blood splatter. It was just like, it was nuts.
And you thought that came from your hand at first?
Well, I didn't see the blood on the door. I just jumped out of the truck.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I just jumped out of the truck. I was like, fuck, boys. I just shot myself.
Did they do anything for that? Just bandage it up?
Yeah. Well, they wanted to give me stitches, but I was like, nah, that's more money. Like,
yeah.
It'll be all right.
I hate stitches, man.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to end up pulling them out anyway.
I know. Yeah. They always rip.
So, yeah.
That's weird, though, man.
It'll do it.
That's one of those things that happens to you, and you just know you're never going to forget that shit.
Well, nobody's ever going to let me let it down.
And that, too. Nobody
but
is
you'll
ever.
Never forget it. But I mean, it's like,
get the shot himself.
I'm the luckiest, unlucky dude in the world. Yeah. It's like, yeah, you shot yourself, but no nerve damage.
Yeah.
You didn't hit the bone. You didn't hit the artery. No, I didn't even have to have surgery because they were like, you're definitely going to have surgery. That's a grade 3 quad tear.
Damn.
And the only way to fix that is surgery. And I was like, eh, I'm going to let it.
Yes, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Yeah. I was like, I mean, at this point,
it
has to have surgery, so I mean, we'll see. But
that's crazy, though. I mean, yeah, you don't think about how much like muscle and like how much just all the shit that your leg uses to walk around that you didn't hit because I mean, you got a little limp or something, but it's not going to be permanent. I would think, you know,
I don't really have a limp anymore.
Okay,
but when I was walking, the back of my knee would hurt real bad. My hips would hurt because I was. I mean, you use your quad's a big muscle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You use it a lot for walking.
Yeah.
So I was using everything else to support my weight and everything and walk. And then I did have a limp. So then my right hip was hurting real bad.
Because you were compensating.
I was compensating on this side. So
overcompensating. Yeah, no, I'm with you. No, that's weird, man.
Yeah. And then,
little consequences like that.
Oh, yeah. Those were, I mean... I don't know if I'd say worse, but they're pretty bad.
It sounds bad just because it's like shit that you're not consciously aware of. It's not like you can see the bullet wound in your right hip. You're like, what the fuck? Why are you hurting? Anyway, you just pop a couple of leave or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That and they gave me some shitty pain pills.
They didn't give you a morphine to take home?
No. They gave me 500 milligram Advil, which
what?
Is...
What? That's nothing. That's like basically two Advil.
Yeah, it's
or
garbage.
Or three or something. That's not...
And then they gave me some, like... I don't even remember what it was called, but it was trash.
Yeah. There's like, a lot of bad ones out
which,
there.
Which, I mean, like, I'm not one to be like, oh, I need pills or whatever. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, shit, I was in pain.
Like, literally, you got shot.
I was hurting pretty good. Yeah. And then I would go to take a pain pill. I was like, well, great. Okay, so I took a pain pill. I feel nothing, but I'm not going to be able to shit for the next 3 days.
Christ. So, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of side effects for all that shit.
Yeah.
And then you got to, like, wean yourself off of it.
Oh, that was never the problem. In every surgery I've had or anything like that, I've had, like, you know, I've been prescribed Oxy. And
yeah.
I never end up finishing it just because I'm so tired of taking it.
Yeah.
Like, when I tore my collarbone up and everything in Montana.
Right.
I couldn't finish it. I was just so tired of being
high. That's weird. Most people are not like that. I don't think I like pain pills. I've never really been prescribed too many, but
I'm like, all right, I'm already pretty dumb.
Yeah, and then having to, like, slow your thoughts down. Now I got to walk around and be
even dumber.
It's a bad feeling.
Yeah, so no, I ain't with it.
And it's not like you're drunk.
No, and it's like all day, every day. It's not even like if I was at a party and I was like having a good time, then
it makes
whatever.
A little more sense.
But instead, I'm like waking up and I'm like walking to go get something to eat or something.
And you can't do it the speed that you want to do it.
I'm just like, duh.
Yeah.
And I'm already like, duh.
It's double.
Everything's
duh,
super
yeah.
slow. And yeah, it's not good for me.
No. I'm glad that you realize that and nobody has to tell you that.
Yeah.
I've never thought you would be someone that would be like a burnout like that, like just immediately resort to pills and shit like that.
Well, yeah.
Which is weird that I like had to say that about you. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There are definitely a couple in your crowd that could have been and might still be on that path.
Yeah, I can think of we're just gonna leave that.
Yeah, we'll leave that one alone. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, Texas has been good. Damn. No fights.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, you're getting a lot of aggression out on the Hogs, maybe.
Well, it's just there's not that many people.
And you don't know that many people over
and
there,
and the
too.
COVID shit, so it's not like I've been out.
You can't be social. That's rough.
And
not that I'm begging that you get in a fight, but.
Well, I kind of am. It's exciting. At least, I mean, it's a little bit
something,
fun,
you know?
At least.
Well, especially in a position that you're in, it feels like you're not worried about losing the fight so much.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've had my ass kicked before.
Well, yeah, but you're not worried about it is my point. Even if you get your ass kicked, you're not going to be like, oh, fuck, I got my ass kicked.
I'm too dumb. I'm like well, that was
all right.
That didn't go as planned.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Yeah. But you got you a good group of boys out there?
Yeah. Well, only like three of them, but I like to keep.
It's a solid,
my crowd,
you got to keep it. You got to keep it small. I'm with you.
Well, then I move around so much. There's like
it's
no
not worth
really
the
worth
the friends.
Freaking meeting a bunch of people because then eventually I'm gonna have to move somewhere else. And like, I don't know. I got a job offer the other day that's out in like Wyoming. I was like,
shit, dude.
Well, maybe you know,
it's cheap.
Maybe I'll wake up one day and be like, I guess I'm gonna go to. You never know with me. I'm just, I don't know,
dude. Wyoming's gotta be boring. I guess it's probably pretty up there, but like. There's nobody up there.
That's the good part.
I know you would like that shit. You and Hunter Jarvis the other day, it was like months ago, you were talking about, he's like, I just want to live on a farm, nobody around me for like 2 square miles. I'm like, bro, what? I mean, I guess I get it for a certain type of person, but.
I don't think Jarvis is that.
You don't think that's what I'm thinking. Like, I don't think he could really do it.
No hate, Jarvis. I know if you're
if he listens, I'm not, whatever. Listen, we're not hating on you. We'd love to have you on to talk about it. But I just
I'm not like you like
I believe it when I see it. I believe it when I see it.
It takes. I mean, even though I don't know, I think Greg could do it because he likes to be left alone. That and he keeps himself so busy and it's just like it anyway.
Figure something out.
And but yeah, I don't even know if I could do it. And I really don't like people.
Yeah, but you feed off of other people, though.
I do. Well, it's weird. It's like I don't like people, but I never meet a stranger.
Yeah, that's you for sure. It's like there's always like a hate that you're holding back for a new person. You're like, I hate this fuck.
Yeah.
But you're so nice and charming. It's like, well, it's like, I don't know what the deal is with that. You've always had that ability to just immediately be like charming.
Yeah, it's dude, the only that's way I got through high school, man.
I know. I'm with you.
Smile and wave, fucking, boys. Smile and wave.
I tell that story to as many people as listen to it with the Big Mac. You had no money.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you just like conned a Big Mac.
I was just like,
McDonald's.
Watch this shit.
You literally said that to us. You're like, I'm going to go get a free Big Mac real quick. He's like, no, you're not. walked up to the counter. I can't even remember exactly what happened, but you walked away with a Big Mac meal. You were like, I'm just going to get a sandwich. And she's like, she gave you the whole meal. She gave you the fries and the Coke.
I walked up there. I was like, hey, listen, here's the deal. And then, I don't know, we talked about something. And next thing you know,
like, how does that happen? It wasn't like the manager or something. No. It was just a random cashier. So, like, it's so stupid that it worked. And it's just a little thing, but it's just like, it's so you.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot at McDonald's. I went to McDonald's the other day, and like the worker paid for my food. She was like, "Cause you're pretty."
I was gonna say that probably is most of it.
I was like, "I mean, I'll take that, but just wait. I'm in the drive-thru. You don't realize that I'm 5'7". Little do you know, I'm an Oompa Loompa. So.
Well, but that happens to you even when people do know your height. I feel like you. Short people and tall people.
I just gotta bring myself back down to earth by calling myself.
That's true. I'm not trying to amp you up. I'm not trying to fill your head up with.
No. I don't think it can be filled with any larger.
It's ballooning. About to bust out of that head, bro. Shit,
this
man.
This hair is, dude. I need a trim.
I know. It's first thing when I saw you, I was like, oh, I need a haircut.
Yeah, it's bad, dude. And then
I do too, though.
I had to wear a hat today because I got no volume.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
So, you know.
It's not your best.
No, I look like shit.
Damn, dude. Now you got to buzz it.
No.
Go straight buzz. No. What's wrong with that? You've done it before.
Yeah, when I was in the military, I said I'll never do that again after I got
lame.
Out.
You got to do it.
Well, I'm not going to have hair forever, John, and I'd like to keep it at least.
Your dad's got a pretty solid head.
Yeah, but but the thing is like I wear a hard hat every day.
Yeah, your shit's getting abused. I'm with you. No. I mean, but sometimes that makes it okay. Like, you know, your hair goes through different cycles. Like, what's a good example of this? Like when you use something rather than just letting it sit around.
Yeah.
Like some people have great hair, but they don't do anything with it, and they just let it go to waste. But you know, you have hair and you're using it every day, and it appreciates you for the use. So then you'll keep it for longer.
I don't know, dude.
Nah, man, that's a theory. But if it works, it works. If you're bald in 10 years, then you can fucking come back and fight me. But
oh, dude, if I can't go bald. If I was bald, dude, I'd just be an ugly midget then.
God, man, I can't imagine you bald.
No,
that'd be nuts. You'd figure out a way to make it work, though.
Yeah, I just have to have a hat on at all times. Like, think about me bald with these big-ass eyebrows. It's like, dude, that wouldn't work. I mean, I could just, like, transfer that hair to my head and have a full head of hair.
Didn't even cross my mind until you said it. Nah, I'm with you, though. I mean, the eyebrows are something special.
Yeah, the eyebrow, really.
Shit. That's funny.
That's crazy, no season this year.
I'm really bummed about it, man. We were looking solid.
Yeah.
We had just beaten Homewood. It was a weird game, but we beat them. And normally that's not an accomplishment, so that's probably why you're looking at me weird. Yeah, but Homewood's a little better than you think.
Who's coaching him?
Fuck, what's his name? God, I just forgot his name. He coached at Hoover for a while, like a long time ago. Oh, God.
Huff?
No. Marla? No, not when we were there. He was there when Kaz and Nace were there.
I don't know them.
God, man, he's a good coach though. He won state championships with them. Obviously, with Kaz and Nace, and he runs this whole thing with like ultra marathons. He does it in like other countries. He's a very motivated guy.
That's cool.
But he's helped them become more of a thing. And what's his name there? Pierce. You know Pierce, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's solid. He's kind of something. He's got like a Wilson Hand vibe sometimes where like if he gets upset, it's kind of game over for him.
Yeah.
And Hershey kind of dusted him one time in our game, and he was just kind of like,
dude, Hershey's a freak.
I know. So that's he's always a show.
Yeah.
We got a couple of kids that can do stuff like that. You probably watched a couple of games with Trey Pro dusting people last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's gotten better at that. He's very shifty.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, Hershey's still the king of that. Just because he's got better lacrosse IQ, so he can do something with it after. Yeah. Trey's getting there. We'll be great next year. That's my prediction, at least.
Yeah, because a lot of them will be seniors.
Yeah, we only have 4 seniors. We should have had more. A bunch of them quit.
Like who?
Bladen, Preston. Damn, I know there's others.
Why they quit?
I don't know. Preston was always upset. about Connor. Exactly. Bladen was really upset at Connor.
Well, that's why they're
I know.
They just
Bladen,
babies about a few things.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing too. Like, I could never put myself in the shoes of someone that would quit their sport.
Nah, because
like,
of a
especially like, being at like being done with it. I like, would give so much senior, to be able to play dude. High school lacrosse yeah,
that,
again.
That and like, well, I would do anything just to go back to high school.
That's true.
Bro, no worries in the world.
I know it's. I would out of control. Totally
do it different though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'd go to. I would at least go to school.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's weird that you. I mean, I'm not saying that we're like opposites, but there was a lot of things we did differently in high school. We were probably both just kind of meet in the middle somewhere about it. Because I wasn't like super nerd, but I definitely wasn't anywhere close to like a social. What's the word for it? I wasn't a social butterfly. Let's put it like that.
Have you seen? Have you watched that show Outer Banks?
I got that's the second dude, recommendation
gotta,
I got.
You gotta
for.
Watch that show; it's dope. All
right. I'm down. Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, like the broke, outcast kids.
Yeah,
would be called the Pogues or whatever.
Okay.
And
you consider yourself to be that?
Well, I don't. There's a lot of resemblance there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All
right. Well, then I gotta watch it to make sure I get the reference.
Yeah.
I mean, it's weird that everybody kind of even. I can't remember what year of high school it was. I remember thinking like, damn, but there's not really cliques in our grade. Like everybody kind of meshes together. And then it kind of became more of that the further we went in. It wasn't so much this. It wasn't like jocks and all that, but it was like there was like.
There was.
The thing is, it mostly arose from drama. Like wherever.
There was groups.
Wherever drama was, there were already people picking sides with drama.
Yeah. So there was definitely.
Wherever the drama started. That's where the groups became a thing.
Yeah.
And that was mostly with the... Popular is not the right word, but you know what I mean. Those kind of girls and shit. Yeah. Which is fair. I mean, that's what they're there to do.
I mean, that's life. That's
I'm not hating on anybody from high school. I mean, I feel like there's so many people that have changed their path entirely and just made themselves into new people. And there's also people that have just completely dug their heels in and stayed exactly who they were in high school.
Just about anybody that I gave a shit about in high school hears from me now.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good
sign.
If
not, then I never gave a fuck. I don't give one.
I think I'm pretty much about the same at this point. Anybody that I mean, felt like we were cool,
you know, like in high school. Well, the thing is, like, everybody's doing their own thing in life.
Yeah.
And we've gotten to a point now where it's like, like a lot of our classes now graduated college.
I know. Yeah.
And so they're figuring their thing out. And like, here's the deal. Nobody, you might maybe have two or three friends from high school that you talk to for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That you hang out with regularly.
Right. That's another way of saying it. Yeah.
And then after that, like nobody's going to end up in a few will end up in their hometown.
Yeah.
But most won't. I mean, there's only so many jobs here, and especially with what you want to do and what's an opportunity. So it's like, no one really gives a
No, I know what you're saying.
But like everybody else is doing, because everybody else has
their own
struggle, so much going on in their own lives that like nobody really hears from everybody no more. Yeah. I mean,
it would just take so
and no one
much.
Really cares because they don't have enough time to care.
Literally, yeah. They start either people be making families or whatever, and it's just like eventually they just don't have time to care about past friends. I mean, and I'm at a point right now where I don't really have a lot of responsibilities in life. Yeah. In fact, I just paid off my car today. I decided to pay it off early. Big day.
now it's going to... All kinds of mechanical issues.
I know. And I didn't wreck it, but I ran into a fucking sewer thing the other day and it fucking pissed me off. Anyway, that's not a mechanical issue necessarily, but
it's more of a just driver error.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I thought I could make the turn. I definitely couldn't. I was just trying to not do a 3-point turn and do a 2-point turn and it's just a big mistake.
Scratch.
Yeah. I'm better at driving straight than turning. Anyway.
Shit, I can't drive.
How many wrecks you been in?
I've never been in a wreck.
Okay.
With another car.
All right, yeah.
Now, I've hit plenty of trees.
But you've always been in a vehicle that could take the tree. I would imagine you didn't hit a tree with a cam jam.
No, dude. Yeah, the cam jam got probably hit. I probably hit more trees.
What? Little trees then, huh?
No. Like big ass trees. Dude, the Cam Jam was a tank. I would take that bitch off road. I hunted out of it.
It's a Toyota, you know?
And then whenever I back up, I have a big problem with like not looking behind me.
Oh, dude.
And then one time I was backing up in the Cam Jam and I was hauling ass. And then the next thing you know, boom, stopped. Like, I mean, it knocked my rear view mirror
off the windshield.
Yeah, dude. Like, and then all these branches came down, hit the roof and shit.
Jesus.
So I just like put it in drive and drove up a little bit, got out. There wasn't a dent on the thing. And I was like, sweet.
That's insane.
No, you know what I mean? I wouldn't say I hit more trees in the Cam Jam than I did in the Bronco.
I was about to say the Bronco seemed like it was the tree machine.
Well, junior year prom, after...
I feel like I remember this story.
After the after party, we weren't done partying.
Yeah.
And so we took the Bronco, which it was raining, down to the farm over here.
Yeah, that's exactly what I remember. Yeah. You telling me you went over there.
And
yeah.
we went, instead of going down the trails that everyone goes down, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go down the dirt bike trails, you know, thinking... That's smart.
You know that. Yeah,
so we slide down the hill. I hit like 15 trees. We can't get back up the hill because it's too wet, so I hit more trees.
Yeah.
Then we have to go through the creek. Water gets in the we have like 18 people in the Bronco.
Jesus
Everybody's
Christ.
Ripping cigs, and we're going so fast, everybody's dropping them on the ground. I'm surprised the bitch didn't go up in flames.
I know, damn. I mean,
so then
shit.
We have to go through this ditch, and we get stuck between the ditch, and there's a tree behind me. So I'm like, I know what I'll do. I'll just back up because I could back up.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to back up and I'm going to hit that tree behind me as hard as I can. And then I'm going to throw it in first and dump the clutch and use the momentum. And we got out of the bitch and went home. I woke up the next day. I was like, did I hit a tree
like
last night? And
everybody was like, slingshot it off several. A tree. That's so retarded.
Yeah.
Several.
I made Reed Chandler call my dad and tell him that we woke up to go turkey hunting and we slid down a hill and hit a tree.
Oh, my God. Dude, a tree.
Yeah,
that's good. I'm sure that worked. That was real smooth.
Mm.
Jesus Christ. I definitely remember you telling me that story.
It happens. But anyway.
Like when it happened. That's funny. But what were we talking about before that?
You paid off your car.
Paid off the car. Don't have a lot of responsibility. Oh, I was, I'm in a place where I kind of just can like link up with people or, you know, kind of just text people, see what they're doing. Especially now everybody's graduating, like you're saying, like congratulating them, you know, kind of just getting back in their lives or whatever. So it's been kind of interesting. Like you said, it's not like I'm looking for a long-term friendship with all these people.
Yeah, but just like a check-in, like what's that?
Yeah, I feel like it'd be cool to just do that every once in a while, you know, and, you know, just
and like I said, like, and like the people that get the check-ins, I give a shit to check in. Other people
right.
not, and I don't, you know.
Yeah, you know who you are.
You
yeah.
need that or alive. I really don't. It don't faze me. It doesn't affect me. You know.
It's yeah. You know,
like I said, everybody has enough shit going on in their own lives where it's like you can't worry about anybody and everybody. You know.
Yeah.
So
even people that you're close to, like.
But I will say, I texted Braden McCombs the other day, and I hope he's listening one day. And that asshole didn't text me
back. Dude, he hasn't texted me back for like a year.
What is he doing?
I don't know. Did he get a new number or something?
Oh, Brad. Brad, if you're listening.
Brad. Maybe I'll add his ass on Instagram when I fucking
post
this.
Yeah.
Damn
it, you're in the doghouse, Brad.
Shit. Hasn't texted me back in so long.
I mean.
I swear to God.
Is he better? Are you better than us, Brad?
Is that what it is?
I mean.
Big
I wouldn't
BSC.
Say you'd be wrong, but...
Fuck. Did he graduate? Do you know?
No clue. He doesn't text me.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking say anything.
You know what happened?
Oh. No.
Yeah. Well, he got a girlfriend.
Yeah. I didn't want that to be what it was.
It is. Well,
but it is.
Good for him, though. I mean,
they seem happy. They've been together the whole time fucking in Birmingham Southern.
As long as he likes a chick, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna spend the rest of his life with us. He's gonna spend the rest of his life with her or whoever. So that's a lot more important, Brad.
Damn, no matter how upset I get about it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dude, I was really looking forward to the Louisiana trip that I tried to talk you into for a little class
that
we didn't go to that I'm still pissed off about.
Yeah, my wrist was fucked up. I still should have gone though. Especially looking back, it's hard to say that.
Well, no, we didn't have enough people to go anyway.
It wasn't going to work.
You did go. Yeah.
I know. And I tried to be the bad guy and like tell Connor that, like me, like, hey, I can't go, so we're fucked. But it was pretty obvious from the start that it wasn't going to be enough people. Yeah. It almost always works like that, too.
I don't know why, though. Why does everybody want to go to Asheville, but they refuse to go to like the
That's a great question. I don't know. Maybe New Orleans is, I mean,
maybe it's too much of a shit show.
I was about to say, it's kind of a big thing. It's like a lot of energy and you got to deal with people, keep track of people. Asheville is like laid back, I guess, in comparison.
Yeah. That, New Orleans is
that's something, man.
It's hard to keep.
Did you go a couple years ago with the coaches? No.
I was in the military.
That's right. Yeah. But we went to, where is that? Tennessee? You guys got crazy? You and Kyler?
Oh, yeah. Well, I lost my wallet, dude.
We were telling Hunter about that story when we were in Huntsville this past year. So funny, man.
Oh. I blame that somewhat on Kyler because he wanted to leave the bar and I was having a great time.
I know.
I was dancing with these old ladies.
Yeah, you were doing that before we left and then kept on going with it. That was so funny.
And
so you just go like, we were doing something just at that, sitting at the bar, and you're like, hold my beer. He's like, I'm gonna go start dancing with this chick over here. She's like a 49-year-old woman. Well, like, that's just the thing. Mom.
Like, that's what I've learned. It's like, if mm-hmm. if you go and like you dance with less than,
I see what
you know, not a very attractive person or something like that, or anything. As long as you're having fun,
yeah.
And like people see that you're having, like you're, I mean, if I'm somewhere, I'm gonna have fun.
Yeah.
And if other people see that you're having fun, well, that'll attract
them. They want to be in on that.
Oh, they want to have fun.
Well. And there was a goddamn bachelorette party.
Yeah. So now let me tell you about this. So we go to a bachelor's party, right? I go to my brother's bachelor's party in Nashville.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Which Nashville is a terrible place for me.
Yeah.
I lose everything. I lost my debit card.
Anyway, on that trip?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So. I brought my wallet, but I only brought my driver's license. I only brought my debit card.
Okay, so you could only lose those.
So I could only lose those two things.
And you only got a lot. I mean, that's pretty
good.
But I kept
my driver's license.
That's good.
Yeah,
you did good. And you kept the physical wallet, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, so you made out all right.
Yeah. So anyway, so we go to one bar, and I end up I'm on top of the bar with the dude singing there that night. And we're just having a good time, and everybody knows it's my brother's bachelor party, and I'm just dancing with everyone and whatnot. And then I made Clayton Fikes kiss this old lady, and it was just a good time all around. Then we go to another bar, and I'm dancing with people and whatnot, and then this really good looking girl walked way out of my league.
Yeah.
And that, you know, shit. Like, I'll tell you what, like, the girl was out of my league. But I was having fun, and she was with her boyfriend. I didn't realize the situation, right?
Yeah.
I'm hammered, dude. I'm just having fun.
Yeah, so
I'm like, hey, you want to dance? And she was like, yeah, let's go. Like, and
just like that?
And grabbed her away from her boyfriend.
Oh,
well, anyway,
man.
So we're dancing or whatever, and then her boyfriend comes up and, like, snatches her away, mm-hmm. and, like, I really don't. It always pisses me off. Like, it just really, that's like a key.
Yeah.
And he like grabbed her. I still didn't realize that it was her boyfriend. So I didn't know.
Oh, you just thought it was some random ass dude
and
just stealing her away.
Yeah. He like grabbed her and was like, we're leaving. And I was like, yo. I was like, bro, chill out. And he was a big, pretty big dude.
Yeah.
And we had been there long enough to where, like, I pretty much made relationships with the bouncers, the bartenders, everybody's like, this kid's just an idiot, you know?
Yeah,
but he's entertaining.
He's a likable idiot.
He's entertaining.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I see the boyfriend and I can tell he's pretty pissed, so before he can hit me, I hit him.
Oh shit.
Right. And then the bouncers jump on him and drag his ass
Whoa.
out.
The girl still there?
The girl followed him.
Oh fuck.
And then all the bartenders was like, he's good. And then I got to stay, so
That's awesome.
Beep bop over back over to my brother and all of his friends. I'm like, dude, did y'all just see what happened? They're like, yeah, you idiot. That was her boyfriend. I was like, oh, that makes... But anyway, yeah, dude, Nashville is a shit show for me. Every time.
Yeah. That really falls in line with the luckiest unlucky guy.
Yeah.
Like, you got into a fight with a girl... A girl's boyfriend.
Yeah.
But you didn't get kicked out of the bar.
And I didn't get my ass kicked because he was a big dude.
Yeah, you hit him first.
Yeah, so good deal. And
that's so dumb, dude.
That was a funny trip. I was so hungover the next day. It was bad. But anyway, so
you gotta relax.
New Orleans probably would be.
You think New Orleans is your spot?
No. I think that would probably be two times worse. Those grenades, dude, they're dangerous. They're dangerous. They taste too well. They taste too good. And then you drink one, you're like, that was good. I don't feel too much yet. And then you take like half a half of another one down, yeah, you're fucked.
That's it. Yeah.
And then it's just,
well, and everybody else is doing the same shit.
Yeah.
It's not like there's any sober people down there.
Then it's just a tornado.
Yeah, literally.
It's just a shit storm, and somebody's gonna end up in jail.
Yeah.
Every time I'm there, I end up at a casino and just blow through the money that I don't have. I'm like, fuck it, I got a credit card.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, that sounds like just too many vices in a row. And there's not, it's not like.
And then play lacrosse. It's like,
right.
And well, half our team's in jail, so we got to go bail them out. Can we like postpone this for 15 minutes?
Damn, that tournament would have been, we would have gotten shitted on because there was like a bunch of college club teams over there and whatnot. We might have messed around.
I mean, it's still be fun.
It'd still be
when
fun.
When we go to these tournaments, I'm still hitting people.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I was there for anyway, really.
Yeah, yeah. The muscle. It was like unexpected muscle, too, was the best part about it.
Well, I mean, retard strength is a big, it's a real up. Thing, bro. I promise.
It's real, but you can't say you have that.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I guess I can't really contest it.
I guess I'm not allowed to say that. I guess the R words.
I mean, I don't exactly have an issue with it, but
I apologize. Fuck, blah 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 blah.
That was funny, man. I don't think well, it's retard strength.
You need an explanation
strength.
Where it came from. I mean,
yeah, that's a good point. I mean, you got a lot of leverage. You're short, but you're kind of stout. You're stouter than you look.
Like a tree trunk.
Yeah, you're a little bit like that.
But not like.
But you can get momentum going.
Yeah, but remember like Jack Stamba or.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Stamba.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack, not Hunter.
Right.
Jack.
Yes.
That kid was a tree trunk.
Yeah.
Because like he was shorter than me, but that kid
yeah.
was yoked.
He could.
And
really
he was
do
just
it.
Like just low to the ground.
Yeah. He wasn't going to get fucked with. He was so stupid, though.
Yeah, that's a good. R word strength.
Great example yeah. of that. No, yeah, I'm totally there with you. I mean, again, I don't. You might have an ounce, you know, you might have an ounce of that going, but don't shoot that look at me. But I don't know, man. Hmm. That's what's great about playing people from out of town. They don't know anything about your team.
Yeah, yeah.
So they expect a lot of different things out of the small guy, out of the big
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Because I don't hit people really.
No.
I try not to. I don't know why.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I don't want to start something that I can't finish because I'm not going to chase somebody down and hit them. So if they're
all you got to do is just like bowling ball into them and yeah. people are going flying.
Well, now, I mean, it's a lot easier to be physical now that everybody's like old and decrepit, it feels like. Like in yeah. high school, maybe I was just scared in high school to do it, but it feels like.
Well, I remember on like 6-on-6, like you'd come across the crease and I'd still try to hit you. But
yeah, it wasn't working as well as normal.
It would fuck me up.
Yeah.
I'd feel it and I'd like bounce off you and be like,
what? Who is that? Is this him? You all right?
Oh, well, you're down there.
Yeah.
You all right?
I mean, and at this point too, like I probably weighed like 290 in high school, maybe 280. And now I'm, you know, 340.
Bro, I was like 150 pounds in high school. If.
Yeah. What are you now? 160?
170? I'm like 175.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
Dude. Trin and Who? Test when I was on the pumpy stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I got up like 198.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you
pictures. I was about to say, you got some pictures of that?
I look like a bowling ball.
Yeah. I'm sure your back was just shredded.
Yeah, but then as soon as I got off of it, it was just like
gives
right
you,
back down
gives
to
you
where
wings
I was.
And shit. Did you do anything to your legs?
No. I mean, it kind of did, but you can't tell anymore because I shot myself.
That's
I
a
blew
good
up
point.
My quad.
How long you been off since then?
Yeah, well, I can't get it because of all the coronavirus shit. But I don't know. I probably won't ever do...
Exactly that again?
That again, yeah. Because it can mess you up. I mean, I read about the side effects, but I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, you were rolling the dice.
But I was like,
it was a good little experiment. Especially if you got up to 190 something.
My problem is, and like the way I look at things, is if I like something too much,
yeah,
it's probably not a good idea for me. It's like...
Yeah, that's another one of your personality
traits. If I do something, I'm like, yo... I love this.
Yeah.
Now I'll look at myself and be like, no,
Sammy,
no,
Sammy?
You better stop now.
Yeah. But you can't ever say that to Bud Light.
I've tried.
Can't quit on old
from
Bud
like,
Light.
From like December to March, I quit drinking.
Wow.
No particular reason. I was just tired.
Well,
just
that's always good. It's good to be able to reference that and say, hey, I did it for 3 months, 4 months, whatever. Like, and it's not even like you're not. It's not
it
like
didn't really affect me or anything. Like I didn't feel bad, but I didn't miss it or anything. I was like,
did you lose any weight?
No. The only time I lose weight is if I'm not doing anything, which doesn't make sense.
I have so many friends that like if they just eat a normal diet, they lose weight.
Dude, my diet's terrible. I eat like 15 Big Macs a day.
Yeah.
I drink like 9 Cokes a day.
Yeah. That shouldn't be.
I do not eat anything healthy. And I'll wake up in the morning and be like 158. And then I'll go to bed and I'm like 173. And then I wake up in the morning and I'm like 150 again. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's strange. That's a lot of fluctuation. But it'd be like that.
Stupid ass metabolism. Yeah. Which I guess I take for granted now because one day I'll be like fat or something. But
yeah, maybe.
But here.
There we go. Big beefy Sam. Yeah, dude, you can really tell.
It was enjoyable.
I mean, you just look strong.
Oh, dude.
Like
I was,
your traps, dude?
My traps got huge. I was maxing 285. You just look so wide. Yeah, I got large.
Maxing 285 what?
Bench.
Yeah. And what do you do now? Normal, do you know?
I don't know. I've been to the gym in however many months.
285. That's nuts.
Yeah, I'm a little dude.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it'd be easy by any means.
I was just like a little juiced up mouse or something.
Yeah. You don't look juiced in that picture.
No. Well, it was weird though, because like that was just normal walking around. But like if I was at the gym, like you get the pumps,
yeah.
You get pumped so bad, like it hurts. Like you feel like your arm's gonna like blow up.
That's weird.
And but it made me like too vascular.
Oh, really?
Like to a point that was like weird.
See, that's odd. When you're big and you're vascular like that, it just doesn't look right.
It was weird.
Yeah. Could you like feel them and shit? I don't even.
Yeah, like you could. I mean, it's still kind of there.
Yeah, but yeah.
Not like if I go to pick something up, then it'll. Yeah, but.
Because like you shouldn't be that big and look as shredded as that.
It just looks unnatural. Like, yeah, it was.
But I mean, like I said, in that picture, it's not really. You don't look as shredded.
Well, I wasn't huge. I was just sitting
there. Just normal.
I gotta pee.
We should probably end it anyways. It's been over an hour.
Oh, well, yeah.
So.
Well, I shot myself. I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
Coronavirus
is fake, according to Sam Bud.
It's fake shit.
And
there better be college football, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good way to wrap it up.
Yeah.
All right, homie.
All right.
It's good talking to you, man.
Oh, yeah. Always a good time.
Hopefully be back soon. I mean, I'm not trying to pressure you.
Yeah, it just depends on how work goes.
Yeah, you know, keep doing your thing.
We can always do like a video conference.
I kept telling Evan I was going to do that, and I didn't follow up with him.
Yeah, we could do like a Zoom podcast.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. We could try that. Yeah. Go all over the world.
Well, if I get like a really good story, then I'll call you back. Yo.
Gotta do it.
Yeah. I'm in Texas, but...
I might just like try to record a phone call or something like, and then just throw it in.
Well, if I get arrested, then I'll call you and I'll be like, hey, get this on the podcast. Yeah. And then I'll be like, well, shit, now I don't have a phone call.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, we're going to wrap this up.
All right, man. Peace out.